Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, thank you, everybody, for hanging on. One heck of a show with one heck of a guest. I'm going to make a quick comment to Phil to get his confirmation on what I've turned up through my research, and then I'm going to ask him to report on an event that happened on the ship. First of all, I'm asking you, Phil, I was read in some of my research that there was an all-out hot alarm to SAC, the Strategic Air Command, nuclear-armed strategic air ships, B-52s, what have you, well in advance of this massacre of the Liberty, well in advance before the Israelis attacked them. I'm going to repeat that again. SAC, the Strategic Air Command, carrying nuclear bombs, put on full alert. All leaves were canceled. To me, Phil, I think that says that they knew in well advance that this ship, this incident was going to happen, that was planned. I want to ask you that. And then after you answer that question, I want you to make a quick comment on when the Israeli commandos tried to board the ship. I mean, you know good and well, that's proof that they knew that there was an American ship. So if you will, Phil, comment on, I don't know if you know that or not, on this, the SAC going full hot.
Well, yeah, I've heard that, and I believe one of my shipmates a few weeks ago testified to that fact, and others. But think about the repercussions for humanity, for the world, for the United States, with our ship. It was it's a very surreal feeling to think about what if another second or two, or what if of this, or what if of that, what could have really taken place. So the fact that they did that sack gives you a good indication that this world was in deep, deep trouble. And fortunately, that was averted by our great ship, Liberty, staying afloat and being able to tell the truth, you know. It's mind-numbing to think about it and to really understand the ramifications. That's why I do this. That's why Dave does it. That's why my other shipmates do it. It's not for us. It's not for fame and glory. It's to let people know the real. Don't erase history, folks. Once you start erasing history, you erase everything that this country stood for, from your grandfather, your great-grandfather, grandmothers, aunts and uncles. All they fought for all their life was to live here in this country. And we're on the brink now, still going down that same road. But I can tell you, in 1967, the Liberty rose to its name and stood tall in front of adversity and glee and killing other human beings, especially Americans, with no defense on the high seas.
Phil, one more question. I know you didn't sit in the Pentagon. I know you didn't know all the plans. But in your opinion, I mean, you were there. Had your ship gone down, all hands on board, what were they going to do with those planes to sack? Were they going to bomb Israel? Were they going to bomb? I mean, this is probably one of my friends.
Well, they were certainly weren't going to bomb Israel. No.
Were they going to?
I mean, I heard it was 3 seconds. They were three seconds away from dropping.
I won't belabor this, but were these crazy, insane people, these Jews, were they going to risk, were they going to drop nuclear weapons in the Mideast and risk bringing us up to a full hot war with Russia? That's in your opinion. I mean, I know you don't know. I'm just, I mean, but your opinion is as good as the generals and admirals in my book, fella. Is that, was that the plan?
Well, Ed, everything points to it. I mean, you try to get, you know, the shortest line between one distance is a short line, of course, but they've got this line going zigzag everywhere you can to keep it hidden. But yeah, I think it, in my mind, a lot of people might disagree with me, but I've been around a lot of smart people, and I mean good people. Admiral Thomas Moore, people have taught me a lot, and I learned a lot. Former chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, a good friend of mine, and he fought till his death to get the truth out.
And, oh, you were friends with Admiral Thomas Moore?
Yeah, sure.
Man, you're talking about a hero. Didn't, you know what? Matt Crother didn't have anything on him. God bless you. You know, you're assuming, I'm just making a quick comment here. Yes, he did. He said, I'll quote him in our research. He said that they knew, the Jews, the Israelis knew everything. He said many times before he did. He said that's why he never wrote anything down. You know, he knew he was being tracked, monitored. But that's all I'll say about that. I'm going to ask you one more thing before we move on. Now, if you will, Phil, tell the audience about what our wonderful Jewish allies did, what the commandos did, the Israeli commandos, when they were coming down. Didn't they try to board the Liberty, the commandos? And tell them how in the vulgar language, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, facts of the matter are, yeah, they wanted to board our ship and kill the rest of us and scuttle the ship. And who's the wiser? Johnson knew who was attacking us. So did McNamara. So did some high-ups in the Navy, including Admiral McCain, John McCain's daddy. He's part of the cover-up, a big part of it. But it... You know, Ed, there's so much that goes through my mind. It's just kind of mind-boggling when you think back on it. It's hard to describe the way a person feels. And I do want to say this. Now, this isn't against all the Jewish people in the world or in Israel or for that matter. But, hey, if you support the truth, help us.
Amen. And also, Phil, I'd like to comment on that. I used to say that, too. But you know what? The good Jews, I'd like to know, where are they? Why do they not, Phil, why do they not stand up with us? If these Jews, and I hear people say, well, I have, you know, everybody I know, they say, well, I have a few black friends. Some of my best friends are Jews. Well, where is their voice? Where are they?
Well,
where are they?
Understandable. Why do they call it Judeo-Christian? But, you know, we could go on about that. But, no, it's understandable. Listen, I've said this on air before, and I'll tell you again, 99% of the population in America would support Israel rather than support their home country or their guest country.
Well, Phil, we'll be right back, my man. We're going to go right back to you as soon as we get back. God, thank you so much for coming on Blood River. You're the hottest guest we've ever had. Thank you so much. People, will be right back.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm a prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Okay, everybody. I hope no one has left the radio. I hope you're listening to this. This is probably the greatest cover-up we've ever had in this United States of America, the greatest cover-up in the history of the world. And people, if you will, please support us. Please go to our website. You can donate online now. That's the way we're able to stay in business fighting the great Satan, which runs our government here in the United States. And please, God, support Phil and Dave and the people. They need the money. It costs money to print these books that they're putting out. And listen, I want that movie. I'm going to donate myself. Praise God. Me and Lee are going to donate to that. We got to have the friggin' movie. We got to have that movie. If we get that movie, what we want to do, we want to rent a little auditorium here in Memphis, and we want to show that movie. We want to charge donations, a minimum charge, and ask them to please donate to the Liberty Fund, the United States Ship Liberty Fund. Donate to getting this story has to get out, and it's not going to get out by your sold out Baptist preacher. That's why I'm what they call a recovering Baptist. I think probably the Baptists are probably second only to the Jews in being the greatest enemy this country's ever had. I'm talking about the old Baptists. But before, once again, please, God, support the guys of the Liberty. I mean, this man, I couldn't even imagine being on that ship out there. And Phil, shifting gears now, how long after the attack, how long did it take help, hospital ship, rescue ship, whatever, how long did it take them to come to the scene to help you guys?
To come to our aid?
Yes, sir.
16 to 18 hours. But before I get into that, I do want to let you know what Dave and I do is independent of the USS Liberty Veterans Association, which I'm friends with all of them. In fact, I was a three-time president and one-time chairman. But Dave and I are doing the book, the film, and, of course, the people that are in my book, the survivors, will certainly be welcome to, help us in any way they can, technical advisors or whatever, assistance to make sure everything's perfect, because that's what this story's about. And I might add, we also have T-shirts now, some of the most beautiful graphic I've ever seen on a T-shirt depicting the USS Liberty.
Oh, wow.
It's fantastic. You get them now. Just go to Erasing the Liberty. Folks, if you want want to donate or buy books or a T-shirt or help with the film, go to racingtheliberty.com. I mean, if we don't do it now, we'll never get it done. So we need your help. I'm not begging. I'm just asking you, you know, hey, if you want to help yourself and your grandkids and help America, support what Dave and I are doing, because it's important to America. It's important to the world, in my view. I'm sorry to rabble on like that, but go ahead and ask me that question.
No, I'm going to back you up. I don't beg either, but in this case, I will. I'm begging. My brother, servicemen, you know, service to service, Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, you name it. These guys, you have to support them, people. I'm begging you, please support them. Let's get this message out there. Some of these guys are going through, they've had endless surgeries. They've gone through agony you just can't even imagine. But please, maybe I'm kicking a dead horse, but please, God, support these men. And before I go next to my next question, I'm just going to tell people, if you know any of these good Jews, any of your good Jew friends, please have one of them call in, just one. Like, who was it? Abraham said to ask, you know, God, would he spare Sodom and Gomorrah? Ask one of your Jews to come in. And me and Lee, and I'm going to get off this quick, we're going back to the congressman again. We're going to try to see if a congressman will come on and talk to you. And I know we're going to succeed. But anyway, with that, people, we're going to go right back. I'm going to ask a question. Okay, Phil, after the help came, how soon did it take for them to evacuate you from the ship or to get you medical help? And where did they take you? Where did they take the wounded, the living and the wounded?
Well, the walking wounded, like myself, stayed aboard the ship. And the ones that were severely wounded, and there was a lot of them, and they airlifted them off the ship to the USS America for, as my dear friend, Dr. Kiefer, who was the doctor aboard the ship, would always say, you know, for more definitive care. And that's where they went, and that's where they were interrogated, a lot of them. One friend of mine, Mickey LeMay, second-class electrician, he was in a hospital bed. Hey, this guy still carries 52 pieces of shrapnel around in him. 52, not counting all the operations he's had, along with Larry Weaver. He's getting an operation on an average of every 3 months or 6 months. Jesus. But, you know, it's just, you know, he got to Germany and they told him that, they took him out of his ward he was in with other men. And they put him in a single room and he says, your name is now Smith. Think about that. How complete the cover up was. Just think about it. It's 9 months, mind numbing. How they did this.
Yes, it is.
And they took an oath to this country to walk away from us.
Their oath meant very little. Phil, the oath they took, you know, to defend the Constitution, et cetera, defend your own men. You know, I know, Phil, you know as well as I do, we've been up there up close and personal. You know, I know it's a cliche, but when it hits the fan, you're not thinking about the flag. You're not thinking about, you know, mom and apple pie, et cetera. You're thinking about, how am I going to get my ass out of this fix? How are we?
Absolutely.
God,
how are you going to survive?
How are we going to survive this?
And then when your shipmates or your fellow soldiers don't survive, then you feel like shit. But you're still glad you're
absolutely
alive.
You do what you can do. That's right. You see blood and carnage up to your eyeballs, and you have only a fraction of the crap you're supposed to have. You have, and I'm speaking for myself, the training was piss poor. You know, and you're supposed to perform miracles. But what I found out later, Phil, I'm going to ask you a question. I found out later, because I was young and dumb when I was drafted, they didn't care that we didn't have enough medical supplies. They didn't care who we survived. They didn't give a damn about the grunt. They didn't care about white trash like me, like you, Phil. Our government didn't give a damn about us. And they just like they didn't care about the blacks, you know, or anybody else there. They were using us to quote, and I'm going to shut up, but to quote Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger said that the military was a bunch of dumb oxes to be used at the behest of the elite. Phil, you know, I don't know if you agree with that or not, but...
Well, of course I do. I mean, come on, man. You know, real life is sometimes hard to take, Eddie. But it doesn't take a genius to figure out what the hell's going on. It really doesn't. All you got to do is just say, look at a few facts, and it's as plain as day. And people don't get it. I mean, the USS Liberty story... This horrible, horrible day in history is a godsend, I think, for America. If we can get the truth out and start being real men and women in this country again, instead of being trampled all over by everybody and giving all our money away, we're a bunch of saps. Everybody
Amen.
Knows it.
Phil, let me ask you another question. Why? I can't imagine. I mean, help me, God. Why in the name of any of sanity would they have left y'all on that shot-up ship? When we come back, Phil, be ready to answer. Let me know, why did they leave you guys on that ship? It couldn't have had any power, no air conditioning, no heating, no refrigeration, no hot chow. When we come back, I want Phil to answer that question. People, hang on to your seats. Please do not leave. We'll be right back.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Saturday, President Trump tweeted, "The Trump economy is setting records and has a long way to go. However, if anyone takes over for me in 2020, I know the competition very well, there will be a market crash the likes no one which has seen before." During an appearance on Fox News, Democratic Senator from Maryland Ben Cardin reacted to that tweet.
Obviously, I disagree with President Trump. It's not the first time I've disagreed with him. I can tell you this. President Obama and the Congress, last Congress, deserves credit for planting the seeds for the growth in our economy.
Flights have resumed at Newark Airport after an emergency this afternoon. Everything was grounded at the New Jersey airport after a United plane skidded off the runway. There are no reports of any injuries. The FAA is investigating the entire matter, and the rain is not stopping the party in downtown St. Louis as thousands of fans celebrate the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Americans are following through with promises to rebuild an iconic cathedral in France. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story.
Billionaire French donors who publicly proclaimed they would give hundreds of millions of euros to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral have not yet paid a penny towards the restoration of that French landmark, according to church and business officials. Instead, they say it's mainly American and French individuals via the Notre Dame Charitable Foundation that are behind the first donations, paying the bills and salaries for up to 150 workers employed by the cathedral since the April 15th fire that devastated its roof and caused its masterpiece spire to collapse. This month, they're handing over the first private payment for the cathedral's reconstruction of 3.6 million euros, or $4 million, while one spokesman for the foundation says the big donors haven't paid a cent, adding, not a cent.
The cathedral also held its first mass on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly? Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people were right back. It's pretty emotional, people. You know, me and Phil, we were brothers in arms, Buzz. Anyway, Phil, if you can, answer that question that I asked you before we went to the break.
Okay, repeat that again. I want to make sure I get it right.
Yes, sir. Why in the name of anything sane, why would they leave y'all on that shot the hell ship? I mean, I don't see how you could have any power, any air, any heat, any hot chow. You couldn't even make hot coffee. I mean, that's what I would think. I mean, you got to be diseased. You have to have body parts laying anywhere, you know, a disease setting in. Why did they not just tow that ship in? Why did they leave you sailors there, the walking wounded?
Well, to be very honest with you, we never did lose power.
That's amazing.
That was through the miracle of the engineers. My division I was in, those guys were unreal. I mean, they had one boiler off. They were doing firesides on it or cleans or something like that. And we have one boiler working. And they got it back up to steam after the torpedo hit. They got it back up to steam. These guys under tremendous pressure. By the way, they stayed in that engine room when the torpedo was coming. All of them.
Right. God.
Including the all the torpedoes, including the boilermen, Gary Brummett, you know, those guys, Chief Brooks, George Golden. They called him a Smoky Mountain Jew, even though he wasn't Jewish. But, I mean, those guys stayed down there, and, they didn't leave their duty station and run like a bunch of cowards. They stayed right there.
That took the guts.
So did the CTs. They did the same thing. That's where 25 of them got slaughtered.
That's amazing, you know. But if we have one more question, I'm not a Navy guy. I was a grunt. What I mean, was there not a danger of explosion because you know there was gasoline around? You know, they had dropped napalm on y'all. I mean, it had to be some kind of short in the electrical systems. Was there no danger of that ship exploding and going down from all that damage?
No, not our only danger was sinking from the torpedo hole. And we shimmied that up and put boards and things up to make a knee wall to, and it was just that was the day after the attack. Now we did that when the USS Davis came aboard, but yeah, our main problem was the bulkheads busting, but they didn't. Thank God, they just didn't do it, or we had all sunk. That was our biggest danger. So we did have power, we had electricity, and hot coffee if you wanted it, but.
Well, that's what I was talking about. I mean, who the hell would know when those, you know what, Phil, you call me a coward. I don't think I'd have got any medals that day. My tail would have been out of there. But God bless them, man. God, there's not enough Silver Stars, not enough, Navy Crosses to go around. But shifting gears here.
Nobody did anything for medals that day. They just did it to help their brothers and hopefully stay alive.
Amen. Amen.
Next, if you're going to make it.
Well, it's kind of shifting gears. Now, where did they take y'all? Where was your first stop after that ship? And if you will, tell us about Admiral Kidd coming on board. I guess one you want to talk about, Admiral Kidd, or you want to talk about where they took y'all for the. In other words, I'm shifting to the cover up.
Right. Yeah. Right. Now, this also has to do with Malta because Admiral Kidd came aboard our ship when we were at sea. But we weren't towed in, but we had the Papago and the Davis alongside. But anyway, the Admiral came aboard, I believe it was on the second day, maybe the third, but I think it was the second day we were at sea headed into Malta. And
Phil, was he three-star? Was he three-star?
He was a flag admiral, two or three. I can't remember. He was a rear admiral, I believe that. Yeah.
Okay.
But he was a big shot. He had his assistant there, Captain Ward Boston. He was a JAG attorney, which turned out to be a good guy. Before he died, he told the truth. He says, "Hey, man, what really happened really didn't happen. This is what happened." But he did do that.
What was that? Tell us about Admiral Kidd, what he did. Go to the part where he took his stars off.
I was in sick bay. I don't even remember who they were, who the other guys were. There were four or five of us, and I was the last one he interrogated. And before he walked in, I mean, we were all thinking, what the hell is this all about? Admiral Kidd wants to speak to us face-to-face, a flag admiral. So, okay, we thought he was going to tell us, hey, you know, good job, guys, well done. But he came in, and we were attention. He says, get ease. And he says, listen, I want you to tell me everything happened, and which all of us did. He took his stars off before that, got them, threw them on the stainless steel table. And he says, I'm your dad now. Just, you know, tell me like it is. And we did, told him everything. I was the last one he interrogated, and nose to nose, told him everything about the firefighters, the napalm, the torpedoing of the lifeboats, I mean the shooting up of the lifeboats, the only three we had, for God's sakes. That was just to put our wounded in, the most seriously wounded in. Three life rafts wouldn't have done it all, believe me. But, he put his stars back on. I said, I'm going to tell all you SOBs, if you ever breathe a word about this to anybody, your family, your friends, your wife, I don't care who it is, especially the media, I'll make sure you end up in prison or worse. And then the bells come on. Jesus, we just got set up big time. Really set up. And so,
Bill, do you think he would have... Do you think they would have sent you? I know this is I know you. There's no way you could answer this. In your gut feeling, what if Phil had gone home and he said, "I'm not going to take this crap"? If you'd have gone to the news or gone to told your congressman, what would have happened to you? Would they have pulled a Pat Tillman on you?
Oh, I don't.
What would happen to you?
A good possibility, but if you said anything bad about Israel to anybody, even then. I mean, you're stigmatized, even though being a survivor. I'll tell you a good example. I went to the VA hospital when I was still married to my first wife in Charlotte, North Carolina. I was having a lot of problems. And they says, man, you don't qualify for any benefits. And I'd already served 2 years. I already served 2 years before that in Vietnam. I mean, not on land Vietnam, but the coastal waters of Vietnam. I made two cruises over there, and they said I still didn't qualify. So that kind of burnt me out there. I knew something was up. So until I got, you know, later in life, it was a different deal.
So in retrospect, just to, not to kick a dead horse, but I'm letting the people know, this flag admiral, very high-ranking person, threaten the guys with prison or worse, to even to their own family. Now, going forward, Phil, once they got you into Malta, did the interrogation continue? What did they do to the ship? They tried to do to repair the ship to make it look like it hadn't been damaged or anything. Tell a little bit about that, Phil.
Absolutely, man. We got in a dry dock. They later on some blocks, let the water out, and the cover-up thickens, so to speak. The story really thickens into a big, dark puddle of mud. That's how much they mixed it up. They made our ship look brand new, man. They patched it up, painted it, set it off with a new flag, and here we come back to the United States. Who would have thought this ship guy ever got hurt? That's insulting, disgraceful. If any other country would ever done this to our ship, I just don't think they'd have backed off. But when Israel
No, they wouldn't have. And I'd like to make a comment here too. This ship that our and Phil's going to correct me if I'm wrong, the ship that our government went to full lengths to make it look like a brand new ship, when they towed it back, well, we didn't have any bands playing for these fellas coming back.
We did get towed. We sailed on our own.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And, you know, what's so disheartening to show you what a sham. After the ship was back, like I said, there was no songs made for these guys, no parades, no heroes welcoming. What they did to the ship, Phil, I'll jump ahead. Tell me if I'm wrong. They sold the ship later for $100,000. And when we come back, I'm on Phil to go to that point. What they did to the ship, and we'll be right back, people.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Okay, people, we're right back. Listen to this. The most highly decorated ship in a single act of battle in the history of the United States. Here's what I'm going to say. Look at this. 208 Purple Hearts. For you civilians out there, a Purple Heart means you have been wounded in combat. One Medal of Honor to the ship's captain. 12 Silver Stars, which are very, very high-ranking combat decorations, 26 Bronze Stars, 2 Navy Crosses, very, very high commendations. 9 Navy commendations. I'm going to tell you this again. 208 Purple Hearts, the most decorated ship in history. I saw a Navy man at Ugly Mug Cafe, my favorite coffee drinking hole in Memphis, 8.5 years in the Navy. I asked him, what do you think about the United States Ship Liberty? He said, well, he never heard of this ship. He said, but there's hundreds of ships in the Navy. So the one point is they've made this cover-up unbelievable. With that rant, Phil, what about, am I right? How long did it take them to sail? After this show, obviously, what you tell me, they fixed this ship up, part of the wicked, smelly cover-up to show the American people, look, this ship's like brand new. Doesn't have a scratch on it, you know.
Okay. I brought her back. I stayed with the ship. I didn't get airlifted off because I wasn't, like I said, I was walking wounded. But, no, we brought her back proudly, even though what they did to her. And all of us wanted the ship, fix the torpedo hole and let us go. Mm-hmm. Let us go home.
But they didn't.
Nope. Nope, they didn't.
You know what? Hell, I tell you what. I hope these people are on the. I've heard there's 7 levels of hell. I hope they're 7 levels below that. I'm pretty sure that they are right now. You know, they say you're not supposed to hate. I'm not going to lie, people. I got plenty of hate. If you don't want to hate, I've got enough left over for everybody. You know. But you know, God hated Esau in the womb. But anyway, getting back to this now, Phil. Later on, like I said, I may be kicking a dead horse. That ship was sold for $100,000. And, I mean, that ship, you know what? That ship should have been in, like, some kind of it should be a floating a museum, like the Navy SEAL Museum down there in Zero Beach, Florida, Phil. I mean, my God, man. I guess I'll leave that, Phil, but let me go to something else because I know we're going to run out of time for it soon, but I've got to get to this. Phil, correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, your captain received the Medal of Honor, the highest decoration that I'm aware of that any combat serviceman can receive. But Phil, tell them, I don't know if you probably know this, who did the United States government go to get permission? Whose permission did they get before they could award this Medal of Honor to your captain?
Well, that's, let me think about that one for about a month. They went to Israel.
People, did you hear that? Your government and you people, my Southern Baptist friends out there, that you worship the military and you worship Israel, but you know what? I guess Israel trumps this military you love so much. They went to the Israeli government to get permission. And Phil, tell them what else they did. What other invitations did they extend to these wonderful Israelis with that associated with that medal?
Well, they had to approve the language on it.
Absolutely.
On his citation, which is, think about it. Hey, I got Bronze Star with a V, and that's I didn't ask for a darn thing, nothing from the government. Didn't want it, but they gave it to me. I didn't win it or anything like that. With the old man, he got caught up too. I mean, I feel sorry for the guy. I really do. And he was a true American hero, believe me. But what they did to him is not right.
It's worse than that, Phil. Now, Phil, didn't Admiral McDonagle, was that his name, Admiral McDonagle? Excuse me, Captain McDonagle. Yes, sir. Yeah. Did he, before he died, didn't he give a speech at Arlington National Cemetery telling pretty much the truth? Before he died.
Yes, yeah. He had a hard time, even though, you know, he deserved the Medal of Honor and everything like that. But he had a hard time with this thing, believe me. It tore him apart, really. But anyway, let me say this. Eddie, you know, the people that are in your audience are true believers. I know that. And I'll talk to anybody about the USS Liberty. Nobody tells me who to talk to. I'll go to Israel and talk to Haaretz or their TV stations if they want. I'll talk to anybody. But the truth is the truth. And folks, I got to tell you, the USS Liberty stayed afloat to help America. And I believe that wholeheartedly. I mean, I believe it has to be that way. So I think we stayed alive then to help y'all now, too. So go to, Erasing the Liberty, get the book, get the T-shirts, and let us help you keep our country safe one more time.
Yes, Phil, I want a shirt. I'd like to autograph by you, my friend. And if you have any of your buddies that were on the Liberty, I would like to get one that's autographed. And you know what? I wouldn't turn loose those. I think we should ask a pretty penny for that, because you know what? Those guys, your guys, I'm preaching to the preacher. I mean, there was blood, and the blood of these American sailors and Marines, man, on that ship. Phil, I hope I'm not going in circles. If you will, maybe I'm backtracking a little bit. They made you some other, I don't think it was your captain, some other captain. They seemed like you got every stinking detail they could throw at you. They had you to clean that ship up. I'm going to go back, even though I wanted to do this previously. Tell them about what happened when you put the hose on in that nozzle. I think y'all called it a suicide nozzle or something. Now tell them all about how that affected you having to clean up that ship.
Well, it was very traumatic. That's what we did, and the old man wanted the ship as clean as he could get it, or we could get it for him, but it's a very difficult job washing people's flesh and bone off the side of the ship. Was man, oh man.
Phil, I remember you said something about, correct me if I'm wrong, you had to wash a boot over, excuse me, y'all. You had to wash a boot overboard with a foot in it. And Phil, you said you knew whose foot that was. Did I just imagine that, or was that true?
Yeah, it's just wasn't fair to him.
Hang on just a minute, y'all. And people, this is what your government did. I don't remember how many bags there were. Phil may have, if he's like me, I'm sure a lot of things that happened to me, I can't remember right. Some of my brain tissue's missing, that's for sure. But, if there were bags and bags of body parts of our American citizens, people's sons, people's brothers, people's uncles, they were carried away to an incinerator, and they were burned up like so much garbage. I want you to let that sink in. This is what they did to keep from embarrassing you, your precious Israel and their precious Jews allies. This is what they did. This is what they think of you people. This is what your stinking American government and the United States Congress thinks about you. They think that people like Phil, they think that those Marines and those sailors are just so much garbage to serve at their will. I'm going to get off that rant. Forgive me, Phil. I didn't want to.
I don't know exactly what they did with the body parts, incinerated or not, but they might as well have incinerated them for that matter. I mean, the cover up was complete, total, and it's still going on. I think the crust of this show, I think you hit the nail on the head, is the cover up, and to learn about what really happened. I mean, from a lot of different survivors, folks.
Till we hear the music, I'm going to ask my people, thank you so much, Phil. God bless you. Probably the best show we've ever had as far as emotion. I'm going to ask my people out there, is there anything, I hope some of my Baptist friends are listening, is there anything on earth that the Israelis and the Jews can do to your country, to your servicemen, that you will complain about? Or do they have an open ticket, pass go, they can do any damn thing they want to do? Well, by God, not as far as I'm concerned. Well, good night, people. I hope we will thank you so much, Phil. Thank you so much, Lee, and all the staff here tonight. I hope you will tune in again, same time, same place next week. God willing, I hope this radio station is here. God bless you, people. Good night, Phil.